We will have everybody here on April 8th at 7 p.m. I'll lead us in the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll have everybody here and all the visitors, people who aren't normally here. First item of business is to be able to review minutes of last month.
I didn't see anything wrong with it.
Neither did I. I make a motion for the minutes as written.
I'll second.
Unless there's correction.
A motion is second to approve the minutes from March 11th, 2026. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye, yes.
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 Oh, yeah, yes.
So, minutes are approved. About the invoice report.
Everything looks good. Make a motion, we pay the bills.
Second.
It's been motion that we pay the invoice report as. Printed. All in favor? Misty?
Yes.
Yes.
Melissa? Pat?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
I have two as well. Okay. I don't have to declare that there is a problem with not having enough water this year at all.
We're aware of the deepness of the doo-doo we are in.
So the last thing that I had talked to, there was about 70% in Julius with no snowpack above it. So I was talking with a special service district and canal company. Gonna keep an eye on, try and hold Julius for the drinking water and household stuff. Don't know exactly what to do as far as when they run out of water for the farms and culinary, other than just say we may just have to shut it off and everybody be diligent as what we can. And I am all for a public rain dance or whatever, prayer, fasting, whatever, live better. I don't know what that would be.
Step back, non-believers, and the rain will never come.
But we are needing to be conservative someplace, be vigilant of everything that we do, and hope for the best. But we can get through it, there ain't no doubt about that. So
that's one thing I'm always been proud of this town is when we ask for the help, they always come through.
Yep.
I think anyway.
So we have the CIB, I guess, wish list and stuff that we're trying for.
That can be changed in any way. That was just some of the ideas.
This is some of the ideas, and then we have, I don't know, decided to really try to do something with the church to help get that finished, if they can get that grant for that. Pioneer Church is the first one on the list. Improvements in the Rec Center is the second one, and a large mower for the ditches and things like that. Trailheads, signage, mapping, road improvements. Rest area, that kind of goes with VDOT. Anybody else have anything they want to add to that little wish list? Just
I think you're aware of what
probably gonna take, and Melissa, don't need to steal your thunder, but it's around $230,000 to get that church completely finished, which, depending on what you look at, that's either not much left or a lot. But we've already spent over $1 million with all grants Marianne has read, and everybody on the team has made a huge difference in everybody's list. So we're just really close. We want to be finished by next year on July 27th. That's when that was dedicated, as on July 27th in 1897, I believe. 1898.
2002, wasn't it?
1902, sorry. I was thinking about when the town was first established. But anyway, but that's what we kind of hoping for, and maybe next year the town celebration could coincide with the Pioneer Church dedication and
absolutely
bring it all in together. Hopefully we're done before then. And that's all I have for now. Kim? Mm-hmm.
No.
So the PEHP is the PEHP is our health insurance, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Benefits for employees.
Yeah.
What it was from last year, if you go down that shelf, when it only went up like $140.
Yeah.
Our liability and other insurance actually went down $1,000 for the other part of it. So,
for no, it went down a whole 5%.
Yeah.
So that's crazy. Doesn't Rick pays a higher portion on his too, doesn't he?
90-10.
So is you do both of you have insurance? So Rick is the only one? Well, we could fight it and say no, we don't want an increase, but
we're gonna get it.
We're gonna get it, so yeah. I think we're fine with where we're at on the budget to be able to absorb that.
I agree.
Where, especially where the other one's going down.
And the other one didn't go up as much.
Yeah.
So
it went, the decrease is way more than the increase.
All in favor to
adopt the new insurance rates? Yes?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
I guess. Does it have to be individual?
Probably not.
Has to
be.
Not all. We accept it and we'll move forward with that.
Tomorrow night is the first planning meeting for Pioneer Days, 7:00 at the rec center. Hopefully we'll be able to pin down most of the details tomorrow night so that we can start getting it out for the parade, getting it out for donations, all of the above. And then bingo is next week. And craft week, craft night was last week. Linda did an amazing job.
They turned out cute.
Yeah. A little bit more support would be great.
What was that?
But she did a little craft thing.
A little cutting board.
Oh, that's cute.
That's all I have.
Misty?
We have our training with the ALG next Tuesday night. I had hoped to get him here before this meeting, but he couldn't come till tomorrow, till next Tuesday. So that's the only thing. We haven't met as a planning zoning since the last meeting. So.
Is that a 7? 7.
If you happen to get home in time.
If I leave at 4 in the morning, I'd be part of the cult.
The ambulance board. They approved a recruitment bonus for EMTs that recruit other EMTs that actually train, certify, and stay on for 6 months. The recruiter will get $500. They're just really trying hard to provide some incentives to get more EMTs out there. Just so you know, next month they will be requesting a set amount of money from the FILT money from the that goes to the county for that district, but they need to speak with the other districts and make sure we get a balance so that it can be budgeted to give the EMTs a raise. And then just a little, I just think it's, so he gives us every month a report of each ambulance garage, and I've talked about them before, but I don't know if I've shown you. So you see every garage and whether they made a profit, whether they had on-call, like staff on-call. And Emery just every time just blows me away what our little community does. Of the other towns average, well, Orangeville has no staff 50% of the time. Orangeville, Castle altogether, 45 last month. 50 wow. In January, 35 in February. So Emory was not staffed 1% of the time. So Emory just blows me away every time how awesome our staff is to be willing to serve, because now that I know what they're making, it's not much. So, and they had 9 runs this month, 10 runs, and they just do great work. So, and that's kind of all I have.
So we had our first CERT training. It went really good. The council came with some really good ideas. We talked about the CERT training, the people on the council taking the CERT training. We talked about, like I mentioned last month, instead of being prepared for the huge disaster, being prepared for the everyday things. So we've been, that might include like a power outage, a medical emergency, a neighbor in need. And then the middle tier would be like storms, road closures, small fires, things like that. And then the outer circle would be major things. So as a committee, we're working on preparing for the 3 stages. We're working on having some 72-hour, some grants for 72-hour kits for the community. I have a little bit of a mixed feeling about that, because I think when you just give somebody something, they don't always appreciate the magnitude of it. So we have a meeting, I think, next week. We're going to talk about that, because the 72-hour kits are very important, and we need the community to understand how important they are. And they're not just, we give them to you when you put them in the closet, and then you never, you know, never you forget remember. About them, yeah. You know? They always need to be updated. Your family always needs to be aware. So the committee, I'm really proud of them. Like I said, they came with great, great input, and they saw the vision that I had. And I think they see that the town, even though we're a small town, we need to be prepared as a small town. If you saw in the newsletter, we had a slogan, look up. You know, we need to be aware. We need to look up, and we need to be aware of what's going on around us, especially with the rest stop, people coming off the freeway. We need to be aware of what's going on with our community, what's going on with our neighbors. So that's kind of one of our slogans, is look up and be aware of what's going on around you.
Yep.
So I don't really have too much to say about the old church other than this. The final trim for the outside of the church is at the manufacturer right now being primed, and it should be installed next week. And then we're gonna make an appointment with the sheetrocker to come in and look at the inside to give us a final quote on sheetrocking the inside.
Okay. So, I got a question for you. Do you know how many kits that you were 72-hour kits you wanted to get, or
well,
an idea?
We have
You want to go households or are you doing individuals?
We need to do individuals.
For families.
Because each person needs a 72-hour kit. And so we need one per person per household. Oh, and what did I do? Oh, and here is the thing that Jeremy Lake gave me where they just scan the barcode to sign up for the reverse 911. I would like you to take one of these and at least visit your neighbors or your family members and ask them to please sign up for this so that we can at least get this calling tree going. So I'll just have these right here. So if you can just take one of these, visit your neighbors, that would give you a chance to visit with them. I know you will get to visit your neighbor. So anyway, that's all I have.
Okay. Yep, a lot of stuff to do. Big job. Okay, Pat.
For example, control, where are we at on you? Are you ready to send out letters?
I already sent out letters. Okay. I got to give you your updated list so you can visit.
Okay. And that's where we are now with Annette, with the dog licenses. We have pretty good.
We got most.
What percentage would you say?
I would say at least 60.
Well, that's pretty good. If you know any more than that, then I'm just going to pay some good.
And then the other is May 4th.
See, the curb and gutter's going in well up there. A happy customer right across here. They're doing pretty good work.
They're doing very good work. Very great crew.
Who's doing it for sure?
That's Hales at Sandy Rebel, I believe, is doing it.
It's Mike Riley's.
Or is it Riley's?
Yeah, it's Mike Riley.
Oh, it's Mike Riley? Oh.
Isn't it B. Hansen?
Yeah, something like that.
B. Hansen out of Mount Pleasant.
Yeah.
I think.
Oh. In this park update, what is this?
That's just telling them that you're having a construction meeting?
Oh. Okay.
On the 13th.
On the 13th.
And they'll start tear down on the 14th.
Oh, and the last district meeting, I think Jacob's going to apply to be the national director of the National Rural Water Association. I think he's been the Utah director or something like that, but so I think he's going to do it. And that's about all I got.
Okay. All right, you stopped sick today, huh?
Yeah, I wasn't going to be here, so I don't have much.
Yeah, it's okay. Anything you want to say about your feet or?
About what?
Is there anything you need us to help or what you wanted to say? Tell us
a couple of little things. We had a training scheduled with UCRA that had to be canceled because they are out of budget until July, so we'll get those reset as soon as possible. I'm currently going through Fire 1 and 2 certification, which is like 3 days a week in price, so that's super duper fun. But I'll be testing this week, and obviously certifications are important, and we're trying to move all of our crew to being as well certified as possible because that helps not only in like grants and training but with our ISO rating so that homeowners insurance isn't anyways. But we will be continuing to move forward with training and certifications, and wanted to talk about the yearly yard sale as far as getting that scheduled or what the plan is for that.
So I had some conversation, I don't even remember who was there or whatever, a few of us, about trying to do something different than the yard sale. Because it seems so labor intensive for only $800 to $1,000. I wanted to do something different and brainstorm and do some different things. We had some ideas. Or I thought about maybe you still had the plasma cutter and stuff. I didn't know if you did or not. If the town bought some metal that we could cut some 250 years memorabilia for raffle off, or approach the businesses to donate something to raffle off so we can start that raffle now or as soon as possible and start selling that. And to me, that seems a lot easier than getting the whole county's stuff they don't want and us taking it to all the shelters. I still think it was a good thing that a lot of stuff went to shelters, but we filled the dumpsters too. So, and it was a lot. 3 weekends for you, wasn't it?
It is a fair amount of work. It also does a little more good probably than people may realize if they're not like there for it. It's a lot of like community interaction. Like, people who can't maybe get some household items are able to come in and get things at their leisure. But obviously the dumpsters are valid as well.
Yeah, anyway, and I just...
And I love the idea of the metal art, definitely.
Yeah, and then I just thought we could make more money.
Yeah, I'm all for more money, obviously.
All of us are, and less... I'm all for less work and more money, so... Especially as I get older.
Man, we need to figure that out.
Well, anyway, we hope... It's not in set in stone as far as anything, but we'll need to have another... I don't know. Is the next town council soon enough for that, you think?
Yeah, I think so.
Right. So write everything down, even if you wake up in the middle of the night, write it down. Bring it to that meeting, and we'll have one right after the meeting about specific for that fundraiser for your yard sale or whatever we decide to do.
I mean, we have a pretty big need for funds. I'm open to all the ideas.
Yep, and so that's what, and that was my take on that, is looking as a, man, that was a lot of money, and a lot of work, and a lot of man hours for $800, that's not cool. So,
yeah, I agree, obviously. It is a lot of work.
But it's also, we had a lot of fun talking to a lot of people we don't know.
Right, the community side of things makes
But maybe we can do some kind of other event that we...
Force them to show up to
that? Or do some kind of pancake thing on a different day besides for breakfast or something different than just the Pioneer Days. So, anyway, thank you. All right, the staff.
Okay, I give copies of the amended budget. We won't run that, we'll put that to a vote on next month. Uh-huh. I just want people to look at it. I will also be working on the budget for next year. If anybody wants certain amounts or anything that they want added to the budget, just give me some numbers and we'll try to put it in there. And we'll get that in before June.
It does look really good. I feel like we've done a really good job.
Yes. Very good.
There's quite a few areas that the amended number for the expense will be lower than the budget that we put in.
Like saving money.
Yeah. So everybody's done a really good job.
All right. Open agenda. That'll be you, Varian, public input on the gun range and design plan.
Is anybody here that has input, and did you receive any input?
I have not received any, but I did put it in the newsletter.
Yes, I thought I had.
My voice did have some input, but that doesn't mean I can clearly relay that to you, so I'll just have them get with you.
Who does?
My voice.
Oh.
Dick. Okay. And Dwayne Farley. Yeah, okay. They were excited that you were doing this. I think they'd be willing to help manual labor, too.
Yeah, okay. I can get with, I'll get with you and we'll start working on the grant, the language for it, what we're trying to accomplish, the end goal. And I would say safety is number one. And then to bring in, involve the community,
right,
and others, community being probably south end of the county. And then also the hunter safety portion of it. And a lot of that will sell us and probably get us the grant.
Okay.
And it's got to be open to the public and provide safety and education and opportunities for shooting sports. So,
okay.
I think we can meet all those things.
Have we had any more problems up there?
Haven't. No, I've gone up every Monday to kind of clean up and just take a
mm-hmm.
go around and see if there's been any disturbed, and it's been real good.
Okay.
The only thing that disturbed it was the wind.
Yeah. And you don't care.
And the garbage can was Remember that.
Do we still have hunter safety instructors in town?
Or
Crane.
Does Crane still do it?
Yeah, about all they do anymore is just the shooting part.
Just the shooting part.
Does Kyler Farley come to ours, or does he use the counties? Because he is one as well.
Don't know, for sure.
The other thing I thought of, you know, the rodeo club, the high school rodeo has a shooting contest. They have both a long rifle and a trap shoot.
Yeah.
And I don't know if we, well, I know my cousin, the Foxes, Wyatt has won nationals before.
Yeah.
Maybe we could even incorporate, like, having him come do some clinics or something into your grant.
If there's plenty of room for rifle pistols, and there's also room for trapping,
He does the 22 long rifle, but if we could put it in the grant that he would do some kind of a clinic or something there, I could enable that to make that happen.
We can see that. Yeah. So appreciate it. I don't know, there's things we can start doing, but I don't know how much you want me to do. Or...
Would you all of it? All of that?
We ain't asking for much here, just everything.
Would you...
I need to visit with you.
Would you like to do anything for the city festival with the gun range? Do we think that's dangerous?
Not right now. I'm going to say I could or...
Okay. That's probably dangerous.
Okay.
There's been trap shoots before.
You've done shoots before. Pistol shoot 1 year. So there are things you can do, but right now I can't commit.
So we have some visitors today. New business. First on the list is David Sebring.
Oh, thank you.
Great for having you here.
I won't take too much time, but I'm David Sebring. I'm from Huntington, so I know some of you. When I heard Jack Funk, I thought, this can't be Jack from Alabama.
Jack from memory now.
So anyway, I filed around for county commissioner again. I do love the county. It's been great to us, my family, and so I feel like I want to give back. And so I know some of the hot topics are obviously property tax. I feel like I can try to help lower that. You know, we've talked about EMS. Those are some things I think that need to be focused on. Our young daughter had a little deal, and it wasn't great, the response time. And so I think there is money to move around for the EMS. I think they just need to do it. The other thing is, as I visited all the other cities, I just don't think there's great unity between the county and the cities. And so part of my thing is I want to be involved in really trying to understand what the cities need, what they, you know, some of the help. Some of the solar money that's out there that's, you know, it was tagged, the previous commission tagged it for infrastructure, for housing and stuff. And so, you know, water's always a hot topic, but I figure with some of this infrastructure, like, the money has to be used that way. I've been up to the state property tax people to visit with them. I've met with CENTLA, I've worked with some public lands just to let them know, you know, a lot of the CENTLA land, we're not getting a lot of the money back, and I'd like to know how to change some of that to help our, you know, to work with the school a little bit. You know, obviously that's a big issue, that big beautiful school we have. It takes a lot of our tax. With running our own businesses, we see the challenges with the employees. You know, everybody's facing it, and you know, our taxes literally, it was crazy what they did. And so part of our thing is I don't want to look at cutting any services, but on the other end, we can't continue to tax the way we're taxing. You know, as our taxes become higher, it's natural people will begin to leave. It's getting harder to run a small business like mine in the county. I mean, Kim probably sees it right down here. I do believe I travel through here a lot, obviously dealing with the mines. I've always thought Emery does a great job of, you know, supporting your community, like your Pioneer Day is great. I'd like to be involved in that. We would be happy to donate.
Okay.
If you want us to donate metal, or I'd even be so much to donate you a utility trailer that we build in Huntington.
Okay.
You know, a 5x8 or something that they can pull with their side-by-sides or a little truck. So we'd be happy to get one down here. You guys lock it up, and then however you want to raffle it. And
okay.
You guys, you know, you should be able to get $1,500, $1,600 out of that trailer pretty easily.
That would be awesome.
Yeah.
Thanks, Dave.
So we'd be happy to do that, but you know, I'd
love for you to be in the parade.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We usually do it. When are those years?
July
18th.
Okay. Yeah, we usually do bring a line vehicle down, but sometimes I've noticed some of the cities all land on the same days, and it's.
We try really hard to make sure that doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm glad Orange will move theirs up, and you know, and Castledale kind of will coincide, I guess, with the fair, and so, you know, so it's good to see some of that kind of moving around, because it did make it hard, like with Cleveland Days and Emory, and
yes,
and so trying to get equipment to both sides. It's hard because everybody wants their Saturday. They really don't want to be working there. So, but I'll leave some flyers here. It's got all my contact info. I'm happy to talk to you. I really do think that, you know, we can do some good things with Emory County. I just think we're at a pivotal time again. I feel like I can be the leadership they need in the county. I mean, I've been in the county office building. There's a lot of disconnect there that needs to be bridged. In order to be successful, you know, we have to work together, even though we might differ in opinions, but I think we can hopefully bring that together. And so, anyway, but yeah, any questions?
Thank
and like
you.
I said, I'll leave these. It's got my cell phone. I'm around. I'm easy to get a hold of. Well, I will get back to you if I don't get you.
Karen, you want to go?
Yeah, I'll go. I'm Karen Richards. I'm a candidate for the Emory County Recorder's Office. I've been with the county for 11 years, and prior to that, I was in Richfield for 10 or 12 years, and I was the an office administrator in a alternative high school. So I have experience with that kind of leadership with employees and underneath of you and things like that. I think they combined the recorder's office with the treasurer's office a few years ago, and it's just been so much for Josie to do both jobs, and she didn't want it. She was thrown into it. She didn't know it. So I'm glad that they've separated them. That's needed to be done. I think with that, we can do a little bit more, well, a whole lot more accuracy, a little bit more friendliness. Like they've said, it's pretty rough down there. We need a lot of camaraderie and friendliness, and to where people like to come in. I've worked in all of the offices, and people come in and they'll tell you, I'm not going into that office because I don't want to talk to so-and-so. And even the elected officials and the employees now are kind of cat scratching and stuff like that. And I'd like to help try to get rid of that so we can come together as a county and help the people out in that. So that's my little spiel.
Thank you.
All right, McClain.
I'd like to provide this for you guys. You feel free to pass it down. Okay. Good evening, council, and everyone who's attending.
Good evening.
Thank you. As I'm sure many of you know, I am McClain Beagley. As a junior at the high school and a resident of our town, I've come here to share with you some exciting news and an opportunity for your guys' partnership in a leadership opportunity. I've recently been selected to participate in the American Legion's Boys State Program, which is a highly selective honors program where students across the state come together and run mock government and draft legislation and understand how our civic process works. Living 25 miles south of my high school has taught me a lot about intentional actions. And my parents, Derek and Tammy Beagley, which many of you, again, probably know, have taught me that where you grow up and where you come from matters, but it's where you show up that matters most. I'm not going to Boys State just to be there and be stagnant. I'm going to be there to apply myself and learn and be a leader that is needed to help represent our community. The Boys State program tuition is $475. And what I ask of, what I'm asking of City Hall is to consider sponsoring a portion of this cost as an investment on my leadership development. And in return, I'd like to make a promise that I will come back and apply these skills and these experiences to our community and help apply them effectively. And help ensure that our community of Emory and the people are represented with enough respect. And it was an honest strike that we need. So in closing, I'd like to thank the council for their service to our community, for the processes that you guys do. And I would thank you guys for having me in to consider this investment on my behalf.
So how much did you say the tuition was?
$475.
Hey, you know, I would make a motion that we put Bill from McLean's tuition there to $475.
Awesome.
Yay.
Yeah.
Been motion second that we pay $475 for McLean's tuition. All in favor? Misty?
Yes.
Melissa?
Yes.
Pat?
Yes.
Kim?
Yes.
I approve.
Yes.
Youth
council.
Yeah. When you get back, let's talk about a youth council. Yeah.
Okay.
It's like a mayor in the making there.
Of
youth council.
Yes.
So.
Yeah.
So yeah, when you get back, that's what we want you to do is come and organize for youth council.
Thank you. I'm willing for sure. Thank you.
Thanks for coming.
I make the motion that we adjourn.
I was saying that.
I have something to say.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
oh, sorry.
Stand by.
I'm going to growl about something. You know, we had those guys come and do that hot oil junk in the cracks. They came last summer and did the main roads.
Yeah.
Then they came this spring. And we're supposed to do from the curb and gutter out to the middle where they ended.
Right.
Well, come walk down my street.
I did.
There are two places where there's 3 feet. We came a little ways this way, then we came a little ways this way, and then we have 3 feet not done in two spots. And then there's another one that's about 6 feet long.
I haven't been able to get a hold of Jacob yet.
Okay. I just thought, this is dumb. Yes, I'm going to go point this out.
There's more than that.
Yes, there is. I drove around Saturday and I thought, what in the world?
Yeah.
Shall I bring this up at the next district meeting?
If he hasn't, ask him if he's talked to me. If he hasn't, then go ahead and hit him with it.
Okay.
So he's not returning my calls. He must be way busy.
Some of them are, I don't know, have them, but I think they ought to fill it and not just go, zing, oh, it's black now. Because we still
crack.
Guess why? Yeah,
still a crack.
Yeah.
I got one in my driveway this that way. It's about that just, wide and about yay deep. But
just making my
mind. Door in.
Right? Okay.
Thank you.
There's some complaints about
the. Yeah,
the
Monday, I walked to the library. Oh my God.
Can we just send it in?
Okay.
Can we just send it in?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Can we adjourn?
Ready to adjourn?
Meeting is adjourned.